It's a Gray Bar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauley, continuing to take you through the evening, taking you until 8 o'clock tonight. We got the chance on this homestand that just wrapped up today for the Cardinals. Cardinals come up short against the Cubs earlier today, but we got the chance to talk with a lot of really cool people who happen to be at Busch Stadium, and we're going to roll through some of those interviews here coming up over the next little while, and I think you're going to enjoy this hour, and we've already had some great guest on the show, but this hour we're about to hear from former Blue Bear Jackman. Later on, NASCAR great Kyle Larson, and then we'll finish off the hour in the show talking with Brandon Henderson, a Fighting Illini offensive lineman who is from the East St. Louis area. But let's start with Barrett Jackman. He was at Busch Stadium earlier this week working with the St. Louis Blues as they unveiled their brand new jersey, and as we opened up our conversation, Jackman obviously happy to be at the ballpark, despite the fact that we had some warm days over the last few days.
Great to be at the ballpark on this hot, hot, I guess June still evening.
A lot different weather if you're a baseball player compared to being a hockey player, right?
Yeah, I enjoy the consistency of about 35 degrees in the rink every night.
That's fair. How much fun is it for you as a former Blue, still being out here, able to represent the organization, do things like this?
No, that's awesome. You know, once you put on that jersey once, you're a Blue for life. And just being around St. Louis, living here with my two kids, and just being in the community. You know, anytime that you're out, it's and you see a couple fans, they recognize you. It's just an awesome feeling, and being at the ballpark is a little pastime of mine too, coaching my son. So it's great to be in the St. Louis community.
So have you grown to be a big Cardinals fan over the years with you being here?
Yeah, huge Cardinal fan. I was here since 2002, so I've seen some heartbreak and some triumphs, and I was a baseball player growing up too, so the Cardinals stretch all across North America, and I was a big Ozzie Smith fan growing up too, so it's fun to be around.
You grew up in Canada though, right?
So, I did, British Columbia. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how much baseball is really played out there?
Quite a bit, actually. Jason Bay played for the Pirates for years, played for Boston, the Mets, and Seattle. He same high school. He was a couple of years older than me, and he ended up winning the Rookie of the Year and in the MLB for a Canadian kid, and that was a year after I got in the NHL. So two guys from a real small town that kind of made it in their own paths.
It's really common for Blues players to get here and stay here. The alumni base in St. Louis for the Blues is incredible. What is it about this community that people like you and so many others make the decision to spend the rest of your lives here?
Well, Bruce Aflack was the president of the Blues alumni. He really got it started, and just made it very welcoming for guys to stay in St. Louis. And no matter where you played, and you kind of have fond memories of one spot, and you think you want to settle down. And I think a lot of people had that with just the the community. We have over 50 alumni that are living in St. Louis at the moment, and there's more guys moving back. So it's just tribute to what Bruce and Kelly Chase and all these guys have done to make the alumni really be pillars of the community in St. Louis.
We're talking with former Blue Barrett Jackman. Mentioned the redo of the look for the Blues, and it's been talked about. They kind of looked at some of the Winter Classic jerseys and tried to integrate that. They don't want to go too crazy. The blue note is still obviously part of it. Give me your fashion beliefs on how it looks.
I think it looks sharp. You can't mess with the blue note. It's one of the best logos in sports, and I love the colors. We had an alternate jersey my first year in St. Louis that had the baby blue, and I really think those colors really pop, and I think the fans are really going to love it, and hopefully they're going out, and the color is going to be a staple in St. Louis for a long time.
How much does it matter for players to like whether or not they actually like how the uniforms look?
There's some guys that are really all about it, and I was just kind of one of those guys that you give me whatever you want, I'll go out and play as long as I'm playing in the NHL. But some guys are a little bit picky, but they're definitely, all the players are going to be on board with this look.
Couple more minutes with Barrett Jackman. As we look back at the Blues season, the way the season ended with that goal being given up right at the end of regulation, speak to me about guys on that team, coaches, everybody. Like, is that something that you live with basically for the rest of your life?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No matter what the expectations are at the beginning of the year, how it ends is, you know, what burns you in the off season. And nobody really, you know, even saw the Blues in the playoffs, but they had a great run. You know, Army and Steiner did a great job of building the team. I think Holloway and Broberg were two great additions. Fowler, the young guys really stepped up. And, you know, I really think that the Blues, you know, kind of jumped ahead a couple years in their development, just being in that playoffs against Winnipeg and losing the way they did. They're going to have that fire to be that much better, especially early on in the season next year.
Yeah, the Cardinals are going through it with a transition, and it would be fantastic if they're able to kind of sneak their way into the playoffs this year. What does that do for a club? The Blues were very much in the same spot. For this group of guys to get that experience of a 7-game playoff series, what does that do for a team moving forward?
Yeah, sometimes the youth and you know, guys on the team just really need an identity, need a role that you know, they really can, you know, kind of own and know that they're going to be in the lineup every night and playing and you know, just really, you know, flourish and get those get that confidence. So the Cardinals are kind of in that same kind of mindset that the Blues were, and you know, it's paying off with a lot of wins.
You threw out a first pitch, right? Am I correct on that?
I did. Yeah.
How'd it go? I didn't see it.
I threw a strike.
Threw a strike? Okay.
Yeah. No, I had four kids. Well, my son and three of his buddies off the 15U team that I coach, and they thought I was going to throw over the backstop, so put it over the plate, and
there you go.
I'm happy with it.
All right, you can talk to that one. Barrett, great to see you. Thanks so much for taking some time with us today.
Thanks for having me. Really, you know, flourish and get those get that confidence. So the Cardinals are kind of in that same kind of mindset that the Blues were, and you know, it's paying off with a lot of wins.
You threw out a first pitch, right? Am I correct on that?
I did. Yeah.
How'd it go? I didn't see it.
I threw a strike.
Threw a strike? Okay.
Yeah, no. I had four kids. Well, my son and three of his buddies off the 15U team that I coach, and they thought I was going to throw it over the backstop. So put it over the plate, and
there you go.
I'm happy with it.
All right, you can talk to that one. Barrett, great to see you. Thanks so much for taking some time with us today.
Thanks for having me.
That's former Blue Barrett Jackman. Got the chance to talk with him earlier this week at Busch Stadium. He was at the ballpark helping the Blues unveil their new jersey, which I think looks absolutely fantastic. I love the rebrand. It's not a rebrand. I love the, you know, the updating what they're doing. It looks really, really good. Another person who was at the ballpark this week, Kyle Larson, the NASCAR great, was doing some testing over at Worldwide Technology Raceway. We'll hear my conversation with him coming up in just a moment right here on KMOX.